it's your own unique way of utilizing all of your abilities and making sure that the person you're working on is getting everything that they need, because a lot of people will go into one of those regressions and get something and then not get the proper healing for it from the practitioner. So you know that the person needs more than just the information. They need the counseling, they need the Reiki, they need the support to move through the experience of releasing that trauma. And how that also makes you a powerful healer. We want you to remember more of your lifetimes here in our system. Helping so many to recognize that they too are extraterrestrial. That they have the power within them to connect and to remember who they are and who they've been.
Welcome back, beautiful souls. You're with myself, Cosmic Angel 555. This is for the full moon in Gemini on the 27th of November, 2023. But as ever, all of these readings are timeless. This is a collective reading for our personal reading, Reiki session or attunements, past life regression, future life progression, hypnotherapy, sound therapy, or spiritual counseling. Head over to my website. Link is in the description. December is booked out, just about taking appointments now for 2024. Big thank you and shout out to my beautiful Patreons. To join our coven for exclusive content, personal mini readings, head over to my website. Hope you've enjoyed the new intro music I made from my first contact and from some readings from Daniel Stracton, channeling the Arcturian Council. So, the full moon in Gemini, we're nearly at the end of the calendar year. So much Mars energy and Uranus about this month, causing some things to be chaotic, to be a little bit volatile, and also a mix of creativity. So Gemini, Gemini, I'm sorry, beautiful souls, I had a really powerful past life regression session the other day, and I'm still coming back to myself. I have a level one now on a beautiful, amazing soul, new student this week as well. So I'm just, yeah, trying to ground myself. Gemini is represented by the twins, light and dark, duality, polarity. This full moon is carrying energy and guiding us to look at our next chapter and the people we will fill it with. Mercury and lunar nodes are bringing in an amazing energy of clarity. It will be closer to open up, easier to open up about our needs and desires. New info coming in on our next chapter and reevaluating our goals and relationships. There can be a lot of scattered energy which has come up in the reading. Throat chakra. Gemini rules the throat chakra. Especially with the mental and emotional body at this time, staying grounded and focused will help with this. The collective energy and emotions are amplified at this time, so be sure to discern what is yours and what's not. Not getting caught up in projections of others' emotions, even if they are not awake and haven't been doing the inner work. Staying connected to our higher self and intuition during this time, especially with this Mars energy. Okay, so let's take a moment to shift our awareness, ground our cord into Mother Gaia and also up into Venus and the cosmos. Tuning into our heart center and the amazing frequencies of love, light and guidance that's available right now. I'm gonna play some throat chakra frequencies. So, beautiful souls, getting stuck right in our first card, overall energy as collective for this full moon in Gemini is nourishment. So we are being guided now to nourish our mind, body and soul, to live by our values and be in alignment and integrity with our higher self and with what we came here to be and to do. So again, tapping into our unique divine blueprint that we carry, and just taking the time to fill our cup up, to again live by our values, to balance our polarity and duality, our light and dark, our mind, body and soul. So what are some ways that you can nourish yourself, nourish your mind, nourish your body, nourish your soul, under, nourish your throat chakra, Hazel, under this energy? Okay, our next card that we got is Akasha. I'm just going to pause this for a second, my throat chakra feels very fucked right now. Okay, the next card that we got is Akasha. Your guidance is divinely guided. Akasha exists in the fifth dimension and the library of souls. All soul contracts, history, gifts, lessons, and more exist here. We each have access to this information of past, present, and future and can tap into it any time. While we have free will, there are also points on the timeline of our lives that are predestined or pre-planned. Soul contracts or agreements that were made before incarnating. It could be a company you choose to work for, a relationship you plan to have, or a person you agreed to mentor or help. That last one is definitely from me to you guys. Our soul contract, whatever it is, know that it is divinely guided and will not bypass you. If you are waiting for a sign to proceed, this card is it. You are likely living out an important part of your soul's journey and you are exactly where you need to be. This is very exciting indeed. It is time to call in support of all your helpers, both in the physical and the spirit world. To trust the signs coming, to take note of your dreams, to notice any feelings or visions that you receive. For you are tapping into the wisdom of the Akasha and you are being given the go-ahead to proceed. And the work your light transmission of this card, I open myself up to receive the wisdom of the Akasha. I am ready to download any information from my soul's records that is in my highest good and the highest good of all right now. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, wow, beautiful souls. Yeah, our Akashic records, it does carry our divine blueprint, our past, present and future, all of our lives that we have had on the earth and in the star systems. But you do have to tap into your earth lives first before you can start tapping into your star system incarnations. Again, this soul healing comes up with the third level of Reiki. This is when I usually offer the past life regression sessions, because this is when you are going to get the most out of it. Then when you have dived enough into your past, you can then move into the future and look forward to what's to come. So amazing energy right now, even though it is quite harsh. Our next card that we got is a shadow side that is coming up for the collective right now under this energy of Gemini, Mars and Uranus and war. We got fragmentation. So when rage is projected inward, destruction joins confusion and we break. Losing a sense of self is a crescendo of noise, a decrescendo of pain and a prelude to nothingness. If I was to cut off my legs, would I still be me? If I were to carve out my heart, would I still be me? If my flesh were torn to stone, if my lungs were emptied of air, if my dream to fly were to be forced in chains and hanged out like an expired balloon, would I still be me? I fought and lost, broken beyond recognition, not by the shallow sight of bystanders who can pity but who can't understand. I cannot even recognize myself through the sobs, through the tears, and when silence finally comes, through the empty motions and the conventional smiles. Who did this to me? I did, maybe, maybe not. What is broken can be mended. Not so that it returns whole, but at least until it tells his name anew, my name. And who will do that for me? I will. Wow. So, how powerful is this? I'm getting so many messages from my higher self while I was reading that. So, first of all, it's the fragmentation of energy. The scattered energy that's about right now. Second of all, it's about calling your power back to you and stepping into your self-mastery. Again, this can happen by tapping into the past, present and future, by having your Reiki levels 1, 2 and 3, by keeping on top of your mind, body and soul, by keeping a balance and walking the middle line in this earth realm, by tapping into remember who you are, your truth, your beautiful, powerful, amazing soul, and what you came here to do. Also, I really feel sometimes in this incarnation, when you haven't met a soul family, it can feel lonely. It can feel like you're longing for home. It can feel like you're the only one like you on this earth plane, because you know that you are not from here. And you have that niggling feeling that you came here to do something, but you just can't quite remember what it is because we had to go through that fucking veil of amnesia. But we are remembering, guys, and the new generation that is being born are coming in with all their gifts, all their remembering, all their knowing. So, wow. How powerful was that? We are moving on to my deck, Intuition Oracle by Cosmic Angel 555. Pre-orders will be available in the new year. Help strengthen your intuition and connection with your higher self. So what's coming up for us now this week is sound healing. Sound therapy will definitely help with the fragmentation, will definitely help with the nourishment, will definitely help with tapping into your Akasha. Also, again, there is so much that you can tap into on your own, but having a session is amazing because you are being supported and guided through that and not having to try and do it all yourself, because you didn't come here to do it all yourself. You do have to do a shitload yourself, don't get me wrong, but there is support there, again, in the physical and in the spiritual realms. Right, sound healing, soulmates and travel is coming up again. So this is either going to be physically and metaphysically or both. But there's definitely soulmates and travel coming up this week and sound healing. Okay guys, we're moving on to tarot. So the first question that I asked for this full moon in Gemini is the energy of this full moon. And for that guys, there's definitely old stories being played here, old battles going on. There's definitely a need to open up and trust, and there's also a need to believe in ourselves, follow through with what we started, and really look at our own boundaries that are keeping us in this energy of giving up, basically. So we really need to tap into our resilience, tap into our determination, tap into our strength, our motivation, and know that we got this. Okay, our next question that I asked is one side of our dual nature, which is the divine feminine. Is that right or now? The divine feminine is mastering her skills, is putting the work into her craft, into what she is bringing to the world, into herself. Looking at the little details, getting that last push going. There's definitely self-mastery of a skill, of a project, learning here with the divine feminine. With the divine masculine, there is inspired action. Sorry, the next question is the other side of our dual nature, which is the divine masculine. And this is bringing in inspired action. It's bringing in us going forward, acting on the divine feminine, on what needs to be brought out into the world. Remember, our divine feminine energy is our intuition, is our nourishment, is our birth right of bringing it into the physical. And then the divine masculine helps make it tangible. So there's motivation, there's inspired ideas, there's action being taken, and there's basically this good energy of beating to our own drum. The divine masculine wants to bring that out strong. Our next question that I asked is, in what direction can we expand? So for that, again, we are moving on to this next cycle, this next lucky break, this next karmic lesson, this next turning point, this next chapter of bringing our creation to the universe. So, yeah, that's where we can expand. What opportunities are in store for us? So for that, first of all, we're definitely tapping into that Akasha, into our intuition, into our visions, into our strength, into our knowing, into our experiences. This is bringing in a harmony of relationships, of soulmates, of communication. And it's also bringing in birthing this to the world. It's bringing in that divine feminine energy of creation, of inspired ideas, and gestation is the word that I'm getting there, before it's ready to bloom. So that's what's in store for us. The final message that we got is a galactic pattern that we are all working with. It is Orion. It is the present. It is seduction and addiction. So each time we engage in a habit or a thought pattern, it grows stronger. We eventually crave the fulfillment of the habit like a drug. The thought of fulfilling that habit acts like a seduction for the ego. It must engage in this behavior pattern in order to feel normal. This is true for our addiction to polarity, judgment, and categorization. We are compelled to judge everything we see or experience in order to make sense of reality and feel safe. But if our consciousness, and thus our planet, is going to transform, we must learn to resist the seduction of this addiction, which will shift us to a transcended state. This card refers to the time in Orion history when they were trying to heal the polarity in their civilization and their consciousness. They were eventually successful, but it took a lot of self-exploration in order for them to stop reinforcing old habitual patterns of polarized thought. As long as polarized thought exists, beings are never free to live as their true selves. Fully integrated awareness. So what is polarized thought? It can be obvious, such as viewing reality through a lens of good and evil. Or it can be subtle, such as unconsciously seeing yourself as separate, bad, lacking, non-deserving, and so on. As long as we allow polarized thought to dominate our awareness, it is like feeding an addiction that only craves more and more polarized beliefs in order to survive. This addiction is seductive. It lures you into the trap of self-sabotage and beliefs and behavior and stops the process of awakening. If this card came up in your reading, look at your life circumstances. It is also asking you to examine your innermost self for addictive thought patterns that keep you stuck in suffering and pain. Those thought patterns are no longer necessary, and when they change, suffering is lessened considerably. The power for change, freedom, and happiness is in your hands, and it all stems from being aware of how your thoughts affect your experience of reality. The ancient Orions had to learn this also. They succeeded and eventually awakened to a very high level of consciousness. This is possible for you as well. So thank you so much, beautiful souls, for joining me for this guidance. I know the energy is so heavy. I did really have to push myself to get this one done, but it's done. Yay! I will be back soon for the last new moon and full moon of 2023. Namaste.